So how long were you involved with politics in Clarendon there?
With the municipality?
Yep.
16 years. 10 years as a councillor and 6 years as mayor.
And so what got you involved in politics in the first place?
Well, I've been asked several times while I was still working at the paper mill if I would consider running for council, and I said as long as I'm working at the paper mill, I wouldn't, because I don't like not being in attendance at meetings, and as a shift worker, it wouldn't have been very convenient. So whenever I retired, Jack Lang was the mayor at the time, and it just was a short time after the election was there, so he asked me if I was going to consider running, and I said yes, I'd thought about it. So that's where it all started. I've always been interested in it, but I'm the type of person, if I feel I'm going to miss meetings, I don't feel I'm doing a fair share of what is expected of me. So that's why I waited till after I'd retired at the paper mill.
And it's 16 years is a long time there. So what were the issues on that council was looking at that time?
Well, basically, Caleb, the issues have been the same pretty much right through. We have 280 kilometers of roads, and roads, of course, being in a rural area, is always an issue to try to improve. And back then, it was wasn't as heavy equipment that was driving on the roads as far as the farmers with their tractors and things. So it was basically to maintain roads and try to keep everything in good shape, and any areas in like our tourist areas, was to try to see that everything got looked after well there. And then as time went on and the equipment got heavier, for the last, I'd say, a good 10 years for sure, we've been upgrading our roads. We've been putting down the proper, well, we always put the proper gravel on, but there was places where we had to increase culverts, because there was times in the spring, if you got a lot of rain, the road would flood out. So we just started to build larger culverts so that these things wouldn't happen. And the road thing, we would take a lot of them down, just as we have at the Sand Bay. We just completed that one now to have it to the proper specs as far as a good road. It's in clay, so of course we had to put down membrane and styrofoam and all the proper things to suit the government standards. And that's basically been what we've been doing, and widening roads, because the equipment, as you notice, is driving on the back roads now. They pretty much take the full of the road, and it's just to try to accommodate everything that was needed on road issues, and that's been carrying on the last, this year alone, we put in about 16 or 18 culverts, enlarging them to, in case of future flooding or anything like that, and some of the culverts, of course, needed to be changed, and the same with the roads, building them wider and better, what we feel all the time, and it seems to be helping the farmers. We don't seem to have too many complaints as far as soft shoulders and things like that anymore, so that's it. I know there's a lot more to it than roads, Caleb, but in the rural area, it is very important for snow plowing and everything to see that the roads are open in the winter, but that the equipment is out. So there are times that you just can't. It could start raining, snowing hard at, say, 7 o'clock in the morning, and we don't usually send the trucks out until there's 2 inches to 3 inches of snow, but if you get a storm at bus time, it makes it very difficult. We try to contact the bus companies to make them aware of what's taking place and things like that. So, that's been our main concern, and putting calcium on roads. We've done a lot more of that lately because we find it keeps the dust down, but it also holds the road in good shape. It almost will pack like pavement in for the full summer. So these are, I would say, the main issues, and we've improved each year to try to keep with the traffic that's on our roads. And of course there's always other issues too, but that's our main concern.
And as far as the political life in general, was it what you expected, or was there anything that surprised you about being a public official?
No, the only thing that I could say, Caleb, to that is I've always been interested in doing things. I coached minor hockey for a lot of years, and it was just something that I felt I could give something back to the municipality. It wasn't that I was going to be any better than anybody else, but when I take on something, I try to do it to the best of my ability. The same with, I know at the start when I come on, different ones would call and they'd have a complaint or whatever, and sometimes it wasn't very pleasant, and when I'd call them back, they'd say, "I'm very surprised you called back, John." And I said, "Well, why would that be?" "Well, I wasn't very nice on the phone." Well, I said, I've made that right from the first time when I ran, that was part of what my talk would be. It would never not return a phone call. And I said, "That's what I've done, and that's what I've always done." And it's just, I've really enjoyed working with people. I always have. It's been a great experience, and it was a privilege as far as I'm concerned. It was just politically, I never really looked at it, I guess, politically. It was just a service that I felt I could help and contribute to the betterment of the municipality.
And as far as your accomplishments over the last 16 years, is there anything that really stands out from your time? I know we've talked about the roads here a lot, but is there anything else that you would say you're proud of?
Well, I'm very proud of basically everything was done, and that doesn't narrow it into you very well, but I'm very proud of the way our employees have worked. Our councils, I've always, while I was a councillor, I tried to contribute to help the mayor, and all the councillors that I've had have done the very same with me. As far as a personal accomplishment, this may not sound that much, but it was just accomplishment that I served 16 years. I've enjoyed it thoroughly. As we all know, there's always issues that don't please everybody. But as long as we've always done things by the law, by the building inspectors, by environment, everything that has taken place, we've always done it with the advice of the environment, the government, and anything that had to do with issues like that. And you're very much aware there's some issues still going on with that, but my answer has always been we've done everything proper, legal, and obviously everything you do doesn't suit everybody, but we do everything in a way that's the best for the municipality and that we know is right. It's not a matter of you're right and I'm wrong, but we've done everything by the book and by our laws. And just every day, Caleb, I've enjoyed it. I pretty much go into the office every day. I'm not saying other mayors need to do that, but it's just something that I did. I made myself available, and I was always approachable in every way. So I think probably one of my biggest things that I feel, Caleb, is my approach. I was always made myself available to be approachable, and when you would call back, there was different ones were surprised. Well, I didn't think you would call back. Well, I said, well, if you call me, I'll certainly return the call. So it's just been a real privilege. That probably doesn't answer specifically, but my general thing was just the privilege of working for the municipality and trying to do our best to, as a working as a team, to betterment everything that went on as far as everything was involved with the municipality.
Well, I gotta say, John, I appreciate you returning my calls. But if you don't mind me asking here, what factored into your decision not to run for another term?
You know, I thought, Caleb, you'd likely ask that question, and you know, to pinpoint anything, I can share my age. I'm 77, and I felt, you know, it's not. I'm in excellent health as far as I'm concerned. That was part of an issue. The other was I've got three boys, grandchildren, and they're doing very well in their hockey. They're playing elite leagues, and occasionally I would get to see them, but it's to have more time for, and I know this seems like a cliche when you hear everybody, well, it's to spend more time with the family. But our grandchildren and one of our daughters live in Windsor, and we always worked it that if I had a meeting on Tuesday or an MRC meeting, I wanted to be back, and sometimes you'd be coming back. The tournament was coming up for them, and you would have liked to have stayed, but it was just it was a tough decision in one way, but then whenever I talked with Marley and we I wanted to do what was best for everybody, and I certainly enjoyed it, but it was just the issues as far as spending more time, being available more. The boys were busy in hockey in the winter and ball and soccer in the summer, and it was just to get to do more with the family. When they'd come up to the cottage, it was nice. It was great, but now I won't have to. I always carried my phone with me, and I tried to take every call that came, and this way I'll just be able to relax in that area. And it's not easy, though, Caleb. It wasn't an easy decision, but I just felt it was the right decision at that time.
And just a last question here. Do you have any advice for anyone that's thinking about getting into municipal politics with all your experience here?
Well, this is going to sound maybe like a broken record to you, but I have had people ask me. I've had counselors ask me about the mayor's position. And I said, the most important thing as far as I am concerned is you always answer the people. Don't try to give an answer that you're not sure of. If they had a situation, bring it to our council meeting, second and fourth Tuesday of every month, and we would be glad to meet it there. And I just said, be open to the people. And again, if anybody contacts you, you are a representative of the municipality, and make sure you return their calls and be courteous. Sometimes the individual may not be, but that doesn't mean that you change your way of the way you talk. You are representing the municipality, and that's a very important issue as far as I'm concerned, to not get off the phone or go off of somebody and say, wow, why did I say that? Just try to keep control of yourself and always be there for the people.